This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Forget your scores from a guy like me who knows what it's like to have a groin injury.
Say what, be like who?
It's like to be like Mike.
Like Mike. Sports Tonight on the air. This is a really abbreviated version. Taking you up to Timberwolves basketball. And that commences with the pregame show at 7:30. I'm happy, man. Walked over here, got a little henhouse bison burger with some mushrooms on, chicken dumpling soup at the side. How good is that? And then I get to relax and eat it, and not eat it between commercial breaks, then run back to the TV station. This is like heavenly to me to have a day like this. I love it. And I eat out probably just about every meal. I was at a great fundraiser the other night for lung cancer, and it was really good. Colleen Needles was the MC. And, of course, I used to work with her back in the day at Channel 4. She's gone on to do great things in her own business life. But then later, I went and did the news, and my friends were in town, one from Chicago, one from Gaylord, and one from here in the cities. And they said, we're going over to J.D. Hoyt's because it's right by where this place is at. You know, do you want to come by and drop in? Well, they didn't know that, you know, I have a relationship with J.D. Hoyt's. I do their spots. I'm a spokesperson for J.D. Hoyt's. They've been advertising with me for years. So I went over there, and Pat was there, Montague, and we sat there. I haven't done this for a long time, where you sit in one place like that till all of a sudden somebody said, hey, it's 10 after 1. Remember those days when 10 after 1 was, it's late, but it's not that late, depending on what I got cooking here, depending on what the potential is for the rest of the evening. But it was fun, man, sitting with your buddies and talking and going over and correcting and redoing history. See, we had this deal 40 years ago in Gaylord, and it was an unbelievable week. It was an unbelievable week in small towns every once in a while. Not just small towns, big towns, too. Minnesota did it, I think, last year, maybe the last couple years. And you'll see this from time to time where sports on both the boys and the girls' side do well at the same time. And I didn't realize it was 40 years ago. I was just a freshman in high school. So I was on the team, but I wasn't on the team, so to speak. I was on the team, but I never played because I was a freshman, and we just dressed home games. But our that week would have been this week 40 years ago. We lost one of our coaches and teachers, one of a dear man there, and his son and I are great friends growing up. And he died of leukemia at the age of 36. And I remember it so vividly, Red Zaski. And I remember being at their house that night. And probably my first experience with death, you know, and seeing it up close and how it works. And I just remember, I just couldn't believe the outpouring as people from the community stopped by their house. And I don't know if that's, you probably do it that way in the city too, I guess. But you just kind of have an open house. And people come by and extend their sympathies. I just remember what a powerful experience that was to see the feeling of togetherness or the feeling of community or the feeling of, boy, when you're down, there's somebody here to help you. And that small town of Gaylord helped, and I'll tell you what, they helped me get through life. But, I mean, it was just a wonderful town to grow up in and to see that spirit of it. I think that was like on a Monday, maybe a Tuesday that week. And I remember being over there and just trying to, you know, be a friend. And the whole family is so dear to me and our family, et cetera. At the end of the week, on Friday night, our football team won the state championship the same week. And it was beating Menominee in the state championship game up in I think they played at Ricori High School, we played at, or St. Cloud, one of those two. And it wasn't in the dome yet because dome wasn't built, so it would have been hard to play in the dome because, you know, what would you have done? Gone and played on concrete? There was no dome there. And we won state in football. And we had some players on that team. And all this is coming back to me because Prep Bowl's coming up and everybody's, you know, looking at memories and what's high school mean to you and all that stuff. And those players on that team, man, Ronnie Dietz and Mark Steer and Dick Moss, God, they were just great at Kevin Thies. He was All-State. We had two All-Staters on the All-State. Mark Steer and Kevin Thies on that same team. And Tom Patti, we could run the football, man. We could run the football and we could throw it too. And on defense, we gave up like, I don't know, probably an average of like 3 points a game or something like that. And my brother was on that team too. He was a really good player, good safety. I'll never forget after the game, embracing him after the game when we won that night. It was one of those moments, brother to brother, that you just, you know, you're just so proud and you're just so, you know, and you see him out there and he had interception and you're all jacked up and the whole town's jacked up. And, you know, I'll never forget that moment though, finding my brother, my older brother, you know, on the sidelines. And that was really, really cool and really, really special. And I think about that when I see these high school kids going through this, because it's so hard to win state championships. But then the next day, Saturday, and again, I may not have all of this correct, but on Saturday afternoon, I know this for sure, our girls' volleyball team won the state championship. So we won the football championship on Friday night. And on Saturday afternoon at the Met Center, the girls' volleyball team won the state championship. And, you know, I just went out with Lisa Grieve, one of the stars on that team, and her husband were in town recently from Arizona and met up with them because you got kind of that special connection when you're in a small town. And they had that great team. They won it back-to-back years, in fact. And it was just this unbelievable week in a small town that you can't put into words. You lost a coach and a teacher at the beginning of the week. At the end of the week, you won two state championships. And I'd kind of forgotten about all the chronological order of that, but people started posting about it because it's 40 years. And some of the guys in this will tell you, what does high school football mean to you? Well, a bunch of the guys and the coach got together and they watched the tape of it. I wish I could say it was WCCO, but KSTP-TV shot a lot of the championship game. And when it was over, they donated the tape or made copies of and sent it to the school. It was just the raw footage. And so we still have this raw footage from KSTP-TV. And, of course, you're able to relive that and think about it. All those memories come back. But when I think about the kids that are playing right now in high school sports, that's pretty awesome if you're still playing. Even if you're not still playing, it's pretty good. Then today I went out. Select Comfort, it used to be. Now it's the Sleep Number company. At U.S. Bank Stadium, they honored five different high school kids from throughout the state. And they gave them a free bed. Pretty cool. Then they gave them a tour of U.S. Bank Stadium, these five kids, and their community involved, all that stuff. They're good football players, too. And at the end of the tour, the final piece of the tour was to bring them into the Vikings locker room, which I couldn't believe how clean it was since yesterday. You know, yesterday, it's like guys are throwing tape and this and that. I mean, they must bring in the best of the cleaning crews because that must be John Hines zero res, you know? But anyway, unbeknownst, and these kids didn't know it, they walk into the locker room. And who's waiting for them there? But Kirk Cousins, Harrison Smith, and Xavier Rhodes. So they've already think they've hit the jackpot, right? They've taken a tour of the stadium. They get a free Select Comfort bed. The CEOs of, not Select Comfort, I keep saying that, the Sleep Number company, and the CEOs there, and there's Kirk Cousins, Harrison Smith, and Xavier Rhodes. You know, these kids are going, really? And then they had each one's name above the locker there so they could take pictures with it. It was really cool. And one of the things that surprised me in my conversation with Kirk Cousins, we were just talking about sleep and whatnot, and I don't endorse their product on radio, but I have had a Sleep Number bed for 20 years. For 20 years I've had it. More than that. No, it's 20... 4 years I've had that thing, and it's nice. And Kirk said that he just got into one a few years ago when he got to town and became acquainted with it. You know, it's a national company here. We got onto the topic of sleep. And I said, how much sleep do you want, do you require, do you get, you know, an NFL quarterback, right, a high-level, top-tier NFL quarterback, what's a guy like that get for sleep? And he says, I try to get 9 hours a night. I couldn't believe that. I try to get 9 hours a night. He told me he goes to bed at 8:30 or 9 every night, knowing that he's going to get up at 6. But he goes to bed at 8:30 or 9. And he said, I used to melatonin. I blocked the shades in the summer, all that stuff. But I thought he was going to say 7. You know, I hope to get 7. I mean, I hope to get 6 every night. I try to get 6. Last night, we didn't get done with our TV because the football was backed up. I didn't get home until almost 1 in the morning. And then you're on the radio 7:40 the next day, so you get up at 7 and blah, blah, blah. And you don't go to sleep right away because you get home and you're jacked up and you're hungry, blah, blah, blah. But I couldn't believe he said that. I talked to Harrison Smith, and he says, if I had my druthers, I'd try to get 10 hours of sleep every night. 10 hours of sleep. I couldn't believe it. He says, I don't get 10, but that's, you know, that's what I shoot for if I could. I didn't realize that. You know, I thought that, you know, at that age, those guys would be in that 6 to 7 hours range tops. But the discipline, I guess, the discipline that takes to play that position and maybe the priority that some people put on sleep. I don't know what your sleep, you know, how many hours you need. I need 6. If I'm at 6, I can function. But what I never know for sure is if I got a quality sleep or not, because you wake up and some days you get 5 and you feel great. Some days you think you got 7 and you feel terrible all day. So I don't know how that works. But if you're wondering, if you got to get those kids to bed tonight and you're wondering what it takes, tell them Kirk Cousins gets 9 to 9.5 a night. So start there. When we come back, one of the few people at the stadium yesterday that played football that was thrilled both on Saturday and on Sunday. He was thrilled on Saturday and he was thrilled on Sunday with the results. Lives right here in Minnesota. Played yesterday at U.S. Bank Stadium. How could you be thrilled on Saturday with what happened? We'll explain when we come back. Oh, I like this music. Susan, can we transition into holiday music? Starting at the end of the week or so? Can we do that? Yeah, I think just a touch before, because it's such a late Thanksgiving that I'm okay with that this year. So the Minnesota Vikings win a football game yesterday. As I mentioned, it was just with Kirk Cousins and Harrison Smith and Xavier Rhodes talking about just that. How'd you win? Why'd you win? What'd you do? Blah, 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 blah. But on that field yesterday, there was one player that played probably his best game as Minnesota Viking, at least that I recall. I don't know how they do the charts and the graphs and the analytics of it all that describe how well a guy played. But Jahleel Johnson played a really good football game for the Minnesota Vikings. What's interesting about that is he also was enthralled on Saturday and celebrated a football win on Saturday as well. Because you see, Jahleel Johnson hails from the University of Iowa. So we talked Viking football and Iowa football after the game.
So that was some kind of football game to hang in there, win, come back, explain emotions to a game like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was, from start to finish, you know, it was a hard-fought game. You know, it was a dogfight in there, you know, their offensive line, you know, they have a pretty good O-line, you know, pretty skilled that the receiver position and running back position, you know, but we just, you know, we had to be, you know, mentally focused all throughout the game and, yeah.
What were the adjustments at the halftime?
They weren't really major adjustments. You know, it was just, you know, just we just came out. You know, we were just, you know, more focused on the little details and, you know, making sure that we were in the right position going into the second half.
Now, you're one of the few people in this stadium that got a double win this weekend, Iowa and then the Vikings.
Oh,
how does that feel to get both?
Oh, man. I don't know. It feels incredible. He went to Northwestern, so he's jealous right now. He's jealous.
You're damn right, I'm jealous.
He's jealous, but no, it felt good seeing Iowa, you know, get that W over, you know, a really great Minnesota team, and that kind of gave me motivation going into this game. I was like, well, if Iowa could do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Why? What's this spell they got on Minnesota down there? They have one since '99 in King Stadium, the Gophers.
You know, I don't know. You know, don't quote me on this, but as far as I can remember, Minnesota's never beaten Iowa, and we plan to keep it that way
for most of your life.
Exactly.
There you go, Jahleel Johnson, one of the happy ones, both on Saturday and Sunday, and he can play a little football. Tyler Conklin had a good game too. He's emerging a little bit as a third tight end. Nice option. So I spoke to him about how he did during the game because I thought it merited an interview.
What's it like in the heat of the battle when you're called upon to make big first down catches?
I mean, it was awesome. Be able to have my number called at a time in a game like that. I'm just happy I got the opportunities and got to make the most of them for my team.
This team, though, I mean, the season has evolved and moved on, the one thing you notice offensively is how many guys are involved. And it just seems like Kirk Cousins is just seeing open jerseys. He's not seeing, you know, particular people. He's just getting the ball to whoever's open.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Especially today, you know, the run wasn't working great, so we came in and made some adjustments and started airing out a little bit. And, I mean, earlier in the year, it was BC coming up big and making some huge plays. Irv scored his first touchdown, which is huge, and I'm happy for him. And I was just happy I got to get my share in there today.
So. Everybody wants to know what happens at halftime when you go from, you know, 0 to 90 in 30 minutes. What happened?
I mean, we knew they were a good team. We knew their record didn't show how good of a team they were. I mean, they're fifth best defense in the NFL, or fourth best. So coming into halftime, and I mean, we were calm. We made the adjustments, and we knew we could come back. We knew we could score more than 20 points. So we made the adjustments, and we executed.
So there is that confidence in a team like this because you won enough games to say, hey, we're okay all the time.
Yeah, I think so. And I think coming back from a deficit like that and showing the camaraderie, anytime you can face adversity and come back and come on top and band together as a group, I think that's huge going throughout the rest of the year.
Tyler Conklin, Minnesota Vikings tight end. Timberwolves will take on the Utah Jazz tonight. Andrew Wiggins, I do not believe, will be available. I think he's got an illness. I don't think it's going to last long, but probably be back. I would think he'd be back on Wednesday night when Utah comes here. And they need Wiggins. I went to the game on Friday night. I watched it on TV. Saturday night, I went to the game, and it was you know, this basketball team is pretty suspect still. And when and James Harden, I love great individual performances. I love that the NBA allows for that, the freedom, you know, for this individuality. But, man, I have a tough time watching when they just don't pass the ball. Basketball's fun when you're moving the ball, and everybody, whoever's got the open shot's a good shooter. He takes it. If he misses it, he takes it the next time. Boom, boom, boom. And I understand the analytics may suggest to you that's not the way to go, and it worked. He scored, what, 44, 49? I don't know what it was. 30 at the half, I know. And they won. So the Timberwolves got to do something about that because their defense optional plan, that ain't working. Gerson and Ryan, you know, the defense optional plan ain't working. It's the Timberwolves. It's the Utah Jazz. It's next. It's WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.